Our guest at the cafe this morning is Dr. Dale Funderburk, who is a professor of economics here at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dale comes in to talk to us about the economy from time to time. Now, you shared with me a story about the former president of the Dallas branch of the Federal Reserve, Richard Fisher, who recently retired, but he did not go quietly into that good night, as they say, Dale.
He shook things up going out the door. He generated some interest.
Well, he had some comments apparently targeted at Senator Rand Paul, who's running for president. And, of course, most people know that his dad was Ron Paul, who also ran for president. And both of them have called for the Fed to be audited, and Richard Fisher took them to task for this.
It is. In fact, neither of the Pauls have been big fans of the Federal Reserve. However, when they say calling for auditing there, that's a little bit misleading. The Federal Reserve, their books and all have been audited for forever there. What they really are wanting is for Congress to be able to get more actively involved in actually carrying out a monetary policy.
Mm-hmm. And Fisher had, I thought, a really nice turn of a phrase. He said, those calling for the Fed to be audited are sheep in wolves' clothing.
And it is one of those. Fisher understands that it's not just a thing of we'd like to look at your books there. It's we want to be involved.
It's kind of a fox in the hen house.
It is, yes.
Scene, perhaps.
There. And, of course, Fisher's position on that is that you guys have done such a great job with fiscal policy, government spending and taxing. Now you want to run monetary policy?
Well, of course, now that is the criticism of the Fed, the image that a lot of people have of the Fed. And it may be largely thanks to Ron Paul over the years that they're just cranking the printing presses and just printing the money, 24 hours a day.
Well, in recent years, was the thing of quantitative easing there.
Right.
That's almost the case, though what the Ron and Rand Paul want to do really would not automatically fix that.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Well, it is a case that what the Federal Reserve has been doing with this the quantitative easing or the rolling and printing presses, they've been accommodating fiscal policy. That is, when government decided that we're going to have all these stimulus programs there, you've got to have the money to do it. And that's one of the things that the Federal Reserve does.
Now, and also criticism coming from the opposite end of the political spectrum, Elizabeth Warren has had some things to say about the Fed, too.
That has been a really interesting thing. There you go, all the way from Rand Paul on what I'll call the right, Elizabeth Warren way on the left there. And both of them have called for additional transparency, but the tie-in with the Federal Reserve and Wall Street. There's been kind of a revolving door, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, Goldman Sachs, and there's a concern that's a little bit incestuous there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're talking with Dale Funderburk, economics professor at A&M Commerce. Now, for those of us who aren't economists, just remind us of what the Federal Reserve does.
Okay, the Federal Reserve really is the nation's money manager there. Their primary job is to control the amount of money and credit, or the cost of credit, and specifically interest rates.
Mm-hmm. Now, Richard Fisher, the president of the Dallas branch of the Fed, and there are branches all over the country, and he recently retired. But another thing, on one hand, he was defending the Fed against criticism of from Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Elizabeth Warren. On the other hand, he had some criticisms of the Fed himself and how it's operated.
He did, and as part of his parting shot there, he proposed a restructuring of this Federal Open Market Committee, a 12-member committee that sets monetary policy and interest rates. And an important part of it was to lower the profile, in fact, lower the clout of the New York Fed.
And you think that'd be a good thing?
I do. I think that one of the points that he makes is that when you have the 12 banks around the country on that, they all have their own staffs of professional economists. They do their study, and you're hearing 12 different views. With the Board of Governors, there's one staff. They all read. In fact, they're presented the same material. They read the same thing. They hang out together. They vote the same.
So it let a little fresh air into the room.
Exactly.
So to speak. And then Fisher, I gather, favors is somewhat critical of the Fed for being afraid to let interest rates rise.
As a matter of fact, over the last couple of years, when the Federal Reserve has continually gone through the thing of when are we finally going to begin to tighten up, raise rates a little bit, The Fed always puts it off, but Fisher has been a consistent dissenter from that. He said in the past, we've done that, and we paid a price, that if you wait too long to pull the trigger on raising rates, then inflation breaks out, and after that, then it's that much more painful.
Mm-hmm. He's a pretty interesting guy, and to look at the photograph of him I saw in the article doesn't look too old. What's he going to do?
Actually, the interesting thing is that the Federal Reserve has a mandatory retirement at age 65. Right. And so he's out. Most of them find really well-paying jobs. I don't know if you remember, but the last president of the Dallas Federal Reserve left that and became chancellor of the Texas A&M University System.
Good. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
It's been fun.
Good. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.